VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He's also the biographer of the Hubble telescope. Hubble for NASA has found an object that would ruin our day. It's a comet. It's said to be extremely large. What is the significance, Bob, of a large comet? Are they trying to scare us with Hubble?
Well, the press is, as usual, I'm sorry to say. The significance of this, first of all, let me describe what they did. There's a comet that was discovered in 2014 that has a very wide, long orbit. It's about 3 million years long. When it comes in close to the sun, it never gets closer to the orbit of Saturn. So it never gets very close, which means it doesn't burn off a lot of material like most comets do as they get into the warmer parts of the inner solar system. However, this comet, because of that, and then with its initial discovery, it appeared that its nucleus was large, much larger than previously known. And using Hubble, and Hubble can't resolve the nucleus itself, but it can now resolve the coma that's beginning to appear. It's still quite far away, but that's why it can't resolve it. But it was able to reveal the coma, which is essentially the atmosphere that develops when the nucleus begins to heat up and water starts to sublimate off. And based on the size of that coma, the scientists now estimate that the nucleus is about 80 miles across, which would make it, they say, larger than the state of Rhode Island. It would make it the largest nucleus ever found of a comet. As they say, about 50 times larger than found in the heart of most comets, much larger. What's significant about this is not that it's a danger to us. Its orbit doesn't bring it in closer to Saturn right now. Someday, as it comes in, it might get close enough to Saturn or another gas giant to move that close point closer to the inner sun. But right now, it's far away, and it'll never be a threat. However, the significance of this discovery, John, is that it tells us that there are likely many of these large-sized comets in the outer solar system, probably a lot more than we expect. And the reason they exist is because they have orbits that don't bring them very close to the sun, and so they don't burn off that water and ice that's part of the formation from the primordial solar system. That's what this suggests, that there's a lot of these out there. And once again, we don't know. We haven't found them, but that's what the suggestion is. And that's significant. It'll help. It leads scientists in a direction for getting a better idea of what the early solar system was like.
Is it still thinking for planetary science that comets could have been the vector to deliver water to Earth once it cooled off?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the theories. They have a great deal of water in them. So, yes, that's one of the theories. It's a theory. I'll say that.
Leave it alone. We'll go to the Webb telescope. Just launched. It's had another achievement. What is it, Bob?
Well, they've gotten it. They've got the whole telescope deployed in position. They've aligned all its mirrors. They now have to simply wait until the instruments cool down to operating temperatures. And we're talking about very, very cold. Because this is an infrared telescope, it looks at heat radiation. And so any heat in the instruments or around the instruments are going to fog the images. They got to get everything really, really cold, so the only thing it sees is the infrared emissions coming from those faint distant objects in the early cosmology. Well, it appears now that the instrument on Webb that has to be the coldest, the mid-infrared instrument, has now reached its final operating temperature of about a little less than 7 kelvins above absolute zero. That's about 447 degrees Fahrenheit, very cold. They now have to do further alignments and tests of it, see if it's operating at those cold temperatures properly. So don't expect any actual real science images for at least another month or so, but the news here is it's working, and it's working well, and thank God after all the money they spent.
What is MAVEN?
Well, MAVEN and Al Amal are two different orbiters around Mars. MAVEN was built by NASA, and it's designed to study certain aspects of the Martian atmosphere. And Al Amal was built by American universities with the help of citizens of the United Arab Emirates, which paid for it, and it's now operated by UAE scientists. And so these two orbit, and it's designed to study different parts of the Martian atmosphere in orbit. And so what the two teams have done is they've signed an agreement to share their data and, more importantly, to coordinate their observations of the Martian atmosphere, because they both look at different things, and if they actually coordinate their operations, it can be synergistic. They can actually get a 2+2=6 situation. So they've signed an agreement, and that's what's going on, and it's a good thing for discovering more about Mars' atmosphere.
And we go now to the surface of Mars. This is a place called Volcano Country, which suddenly reminded me of a commercial once upon a time. What am I looking at, Bob?
Well, this is one of those cool images I dig out of the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter archive. We're looking at a two-toned flat plateau, and essentially it's all lava, flood lava. It's flood lava that occurred several million years ago. It's probably the youngest large lava flood on this Martian surface. That's what's believed. This flood covered an area about the size of Great Britain on Mars in the period of just a few weeks. Lava flows very quickly on Mars, and that's what we're looking at. It's a very cool image because you can see lava.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.